another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, this is my dad Noah, and for almost 5 years now, we've been sitting on my bed and having a conversation about something we want to talk about. So this week, we're going to talk about the results of the election. So, we found out Wednesday morning, and yeah, I wasn't that, you know, happy about them. So, we're going to just talk about how it's going to affect us in the coming 4 years, or even possibly even more.
So how did you feel?
Disappointed, disgusted. Yeah, pretty much. Because I find it crazy why we should have a criminal in office and someone who only believes in, he's very selfish, who only really, he only cares about himself. That's what the word.
Mm-hmm. I don't like the way he conducts himself at all. And I'm a firm believer in that the President of the United States is a leader, not just of policy in our country, but the one that you can look to feel like, okay, no matter what else is going on, there's always something going on in the world that the United States is involved in, whether it's something that relates to national security, the economy, anything. You need to believe in somebody that they have the best interests of all Americans in mind.
Not just
your own self-interest, mm-hmm. his own self-interest, and that he is able to articulate the feeling of America and a certain amount of humility to represent our country.
Yeah.
And his language, how he speaks to people, how he speaks about people.
Yeah.
And how that type of language has spread in the country is disheartening and shameful.
Lying?
Sure.
Like, it's not like you can trust. Like, if someone lies about everything, you can't trust them when they might possibly
tell the truth.
So how do you know if you're president of the United States, shouldn't you just expect them to tell the truth honestly when they possibly can't? Like, some things are classified.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But that's not harming the rest of us.
No, but the
and that's something, the president's duty is to protect some of those classified things. It's what comes with the job.
Mm-hmm.
Not to lie about things that are made up.
Right, and I firmly believe that he's in it just for his ego, so he has access to, you know, all the classified information in the world, and he is just telling his friends because it makes him like seem cool. Like this is not someone who has a secret in junior high. This is our country at stake,
right.
And it is. I just start to think, like, all right, every day now I just think, all right, what are my priorities and how is this administration going to impact my priorities? And a lot of that has to do with treatment of others,
mm-hmm.
minorities, people that he does not respect or like,
right.
And how is he going to handle situations around the world that impact all of us?
Yeah, some things that Biden has put into place, or even some things that we put into place years ago.
Yeah, sure. And right, basic pillars of democracy.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And the spread of misinformation, and it's, you know, you could run down the whole list of, I can't believe this group of people would support him, or this group of people would support him, and that's now called revisionist history, like going mm-hmm. back. And trying to find, well, why would they do that? And we'll leave that up to, you know, the parties to figure out for another time.
Yeah.
But when thinking about how it impacts us moving forward, and I said to you that next day, I said, look, I think as parents, we need to work harder to make sure that you know that you are safe and taken care of. And so, and also make sure that we are as informed as possible so that you feel comfortable asking any and all questions and us having a satisfactory answer. So as a family, we just need to feel comfortable talking about all this stuff together. Because the last thing that we would want is for you to be worried about something that you see on, I mean, we watch the news all the time. We've talked about that on the podcast a bunch, to see something or hear something and then worry like, oh my God, is that going to happen? So we'd all need to talk about things as much as possible to help out our own mental and emotional states, I think. But it's also, I think, really important to surround yourself with people that you care about.
Yeah.
And people that you know care about you and care about your values, and that you have things that you can share with each other to continue to try to make each day better for yourselves, for the people you love, and for the things that you believe in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, is this something that, did you guys talk about it in school at all?
It was coming up a lot, days leading up to it. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, with my friends, just talking about it.
What was the...
was a lot of...
Yeah, what was the general... I mean, you guys are in fifth grade, so this is lunch table conversation.
Just conversations happening.
Okay.
Your conversation's happening in the hallway, it's happening at lunch, it's happening in your homeroom, sometimes it's happening in the middle of a class.
So what type of, of things?
Just how people's political beliefs and how they are hoping for the election outcome to happen and what they were feeling afterwards. And that was pretty much it was.
Yeah. Yeah, and did you feel like most of your friends had shared your feelings before and after as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say so.
Yeah, and that's... And look, and you know, around the country now, it is very divided. But the country has been, and as something I've heard before, is that, well, we've been divided before. Yeah.
Okay, here's one thing.
This is a different type of division.
We've always been divided. Like, I mean, people always... There's always someone who votes for the other party, but we've never been this type of
in modern times.
Yeah.
I guess, like, yeah.
In modern times.
In my lifetime, I should say.
We'll say it like that, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk, not like in other, like in the 1800s.
Right, this isn't,
but
yes.
We'll say, yeah, in your lifetime. Mm-hmm. We haven't been this divided.
Yeah, and with a certain type of rhetoric, so the speech... that it hasn't felt like it is us against them ever before in my lifetime, and that's what this feels like,
or that like the candidates have been us against them,
right? Or so just so disrespectful of each other, and that's what bothers me so much.
And
is
presidents
just,
have been criticizing each other when run
forever
for years.
Yeah, forever.
But never like this. I feel like never at this amount of.
Yep, it's usually attacking someone else's record, like their voting record, and policies. But it has become just as I said at the top, the hate speech. Coming from Donald Trump, so coming from the top and allowing that to be normalized, and be able to just do whatever you want without the repercussions and feeling like, well, I can do whatever I want. That to me is dangerous, and that's the opposite of what we teach as parents.
Like, you can say something against someone else's policy if you don't agree
sure.
with it, but you can't attack someone for who they are.
Yeah, or even who they're not. Like they're just making up things and just standing up there as the leader of the free world, just saying, yeah, they're stupid, or making up insulting nicknames.
You can't insult.
Disgusting.
Can say things about the other candidate, but you can't insult them like that.
I agree. So we just have to work harder to continue to, you know, build your own values and figure out what's important to you. And as long as you do that, then continue to take care of yourself and the people and the things that you care about.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's most important. Yeah. All right. Well, I love you.
Love you.
Hope every day gets better.
You too.
I'm glad we talked about it.
Me too.